You Better Tell Me About It, episode number 133 of Podka. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Lewis Miles. How is everyone doing? This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay. Let's get to it.
Now that you are prepared with some ideas, let us dive in on how to answer that in an actual interview. Now that we covered the basic steps of answering, tell me about yourself, let us take a look at a few examples of complete answers to this interview question. Now that we have covered the basics of answering, tell me about myself, we are going to go over a few important tips to make you stand out even more. After that, you will have two proven methods to answer, tell me about myself during interviews, and in the next section, I am going to cover how to determine which is best for you. If you cannot answer a tell me about yourself interview question, then the whole interview process goes downhill from there. The final part of the interview answers is the biggest chance you have to tailor your answers for the company and the job you are interviewing for. The application process can be extremely time-consuming, so it is only natural that when you finally get the interview, you will feel pressured to give the best answers to the typical interview questions. When interviewing prospective support staff, you are always at risk of rephrasing the same questions, getting the same answers, having the same banter, and then quickly forgetting all of the crucial details. You may be asked a sort of, tell me about yourself, question at every stage of an interview for the job, from phone screens through to the final rounds, but this does not mean that you should be giving the exact same answers each time. To give a good answer to that, you need to actually believe you are the best candidate for the job, and you need to be able to articulate why. Interviewers ask this question to listen to the unique qualifications that you will bring to the job. There is a reason for each and every question an interviewer asks you. This question is akin to the hybrid of tell me about yourself and what is your biggest strength, but the question is asking for a somewhat different response. The dreaded interview question acts as a lead-in, and depending on how you respond, will help the interviewer determine what to ask next. To answer this question best, first, you have to figure out why they asked it in the first place. Give a good answer, and an interviewer will eagerly pepper you with additional questions. Think of your response as an intermission, something to spark the interviewer's interest and provide an opportunity for them to ask follow-up questions on anything they are most intrigued by. Even if you are not asked that kind of question at the start of your interview, preparing for it will help focus you on what you can offer. Start by telling the interviewer what you believe they are looking for, and how you specifically might fill that need. Many job seekers need to carefully craft their answers, since the tell me about yourself is not just a thrown away opening statement to most interviewers. When employers say, tell me about yourself, it is going to be tempting to respond with a lengthy response. When hiring managers ask this open-ended question, they are hoping that candidates will provide some insights into their goals and priorities, giving them a better idea of what each job candidate is really like. Hiring managers, recruiters, and employers ask these types of questions in order to gain a better sense of how your experience align with the role hiring managers are looking to fill. We are going to cover why hiring managers ask this question, how to frame an answer, interview tips, and provide tons of sample answers. If you answer this question well, an interviewer will start learning about the reasons you are a great candidate for this job, both in terms of your hard skills and experience, as well as your soft skills. As a job candidate, knowing how to answer, tell me about yourself, gives you an excellent opportunity to highlight skills and experiences that make you an ideal job candidate. This first example shows how to answer, tell me about yourself, a for seasoned job seekers. This self-introduction, when asked during the interview, for an experienced job applicant, shows you possess what is needed to get the job. You have to adapt your answers for, tell me about yourself, for their specific job description and its needs. The best way to figure out how to respond, tell me about myself, is to ensure that you are concisely and clearly explaining how you are well suited to that specific job, and, equally importantly, why you want that job. Tell me about yourself. How to answer this job interview question. This crucial interview question has a way of forcing candidates to ramble on about their life stories. Just remember, the question is just your opportunity to tell the interviewer what makes you unique as a potential hire, and is typically asked of only finalists. When getting ready to talk about what makes you different, just be sure to keep your answers job-related. You do not want to wait until you are asked this in an actual interview to first test out your answers. You do not need to get in a ton of detail, but if your aim for an interview is to stand out from the applicant pool and make yourself memorable, infusing this answer with a bit of passion could help you achieve this. When giving your answers, you are showing companies you are better at solving the problem than everyone else. Before I get into other tips, and the huge mistakes you should avoid, here's another sample interview response for that question. Your goal in answering, tell me about me, is to provide a short, succinct overview of your professional history, which shows off the relevant bits of experience. This is all for today, friends. My name is Lewis and this was episode 133 of Podka. See y'all next time.